It is always amazing how the Holy Spirit speaks to us in our own hearts and in the scriptures and in Mass during this time with the coronavirus. As we continue to pray for each other, as we serve our neighbors, as we are called to from God, that we continue to obviously support and pray for our doctors and our scientists and those that are serving and going to the front of the line, if you will, to help those that are sick and ill. And we continue to pray for those who have been, who are sick. And not just this one virus, but those that are hungry and thirsty, and on and on. Now, Jesus, today we began with, in the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 18, how Peter asked Jesus how much we forgive each other. And he asked, well, should I do it 7 times? And as always, Peter is close, but not actually correct. And Jesus says, well, no, not 7 times, but 7 times 7 times. And what Jesus is saying is that we're not just talking about forgiving one person, or not just saying, oh, I forgive you 1 time. But as we say it, when we forgive someone, it is correct that we have to help our own selves to continue to say, I forgive this person, like every day, to continue to release that from our own hearts. We heard this great parable about the servant that has, you know, a huge debt, the biggest debt you could imagine, and the master forgave that person and said, and got rid of all of that debt to be gone. You know, so the cost of the money, his family, everything was gone. Property, everything they had. And they said, I'll release you with all of that. I'll give you my mercy. I'll be lenient for you. And what does he do? Well, one of his friends has a lot less debt, and it comes around back to him, and then he goes to jail. In this parable. Well, what is Jesus talking about? He's talking about us. That's us. When Jesus died on the cross, he's given us everything. Right? Every one of us, all of our sins can be taken away if we ask for forgiveness from God. So he's asking us to forgive other people. And what we forgive is rarely, you know, almost nothing compared to what he forgave us, right? So I think in a special time right now, it's, I don't know if adults or children here today, if you've noticed being anger or not forgiving, because there's a lot of emotions going on around our country and our world. We need to offer our forgiveness for those that frustrate us, right? Whether that's in this situation or just in daily lives, or even our siblings or our parents or our children, you know, to offer your forgiveness for them, because we need to be forgiving others so that we can be forgiven from God himself.